Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
All right, so welcome back to Mind Games. There's a lot of talk, interestingly, there's a lot of talk about self-talk, and over years of pop psychology and self-help books have tried to get people to tap into the power of self-talk and listen to their inner dialogue. But does this stuff really work? Does it have an impact on your ability to control yourself or control your impulses? Or is it really just providing an internal commentary on what's happening in your mind? So a new study presented by the British Psychological Society used an actual lab test to test self-control and suggests actually that our inner dialogue, our inner voice, really does help us to control our impulses. So Alexa Tullett and Michael Inslick asked 37 graduate students to perform what they call the go or no-go task. And quite simply, it's a computer-based test where a symbol, the go symbol, asks respondents to press a button, while another symbol, the no-go symbol, asks respondents not to respond or press the button. And the way that they do this is that the goes far outweigh the no-goes, and so therefore they encourage responders to actually make errors in this task by trying to preempt their response, and then they study that. What they've done in this study is actually ask participants to perform a second task while completing the go-no-go task and asking them to use their inner voice and continually and constantly internally repeat the word computer or to draw circles with their spare hand. What the research found was that people who were using their inner voice to say the word computer repeatedly actually made significantly more errors, because what was happening was their focusing on that element of their inner voice was stopping the counter voice, which was telling them to not press the button. So they made a lot more errors on this task. And it seems that the self-control of these participants was really compromised by the fact that their inner voice was compromised in this way. So there's some proof that what we tell ourselves internally can have a giant effect on our ability to behave and what we do. So it might seem silly, but when we tell ourselves at the gym to just keep going, when we tell ourselves to just don't stop, keep with it, when we tell ourselves in, say, a conflict situation that we need to take a breather and take 10 seconds, take 10 breaths, and then come back into it, we're actually giving ourselves a great window of opportunity to successfully overcome our impulses and then change the results. We're going to stay on the treadmill longer. We're going to stay at the gym for longer. We may be less likely to say something which is based on our impulses and may hurt the other person. But the deciding factor may be how well we can actually turn up the volume on our inner voice. So you can practice that by practicing focusing your energy on that inner voice and hearing that message louder than some of those impulses. Speak next week on My Games.